IBM boss Rick Wagner telling CNN his company's ultimate financial viability depends on taking a lead in alternative fuel technology.
I wouldn't want to try to be the highest volume guy in the world without the significant capabilities in alternative propulsion.
Hydrogen-fueled cars emit only water, but they remain largely experimental. No company has announced a general production date. Wagner admits GM is playing catch-up with some green engine technology, but claims the fight is only beginning.
You know, in the end, it matters who can get them into customers' hands and make a business out of it and make the significant changes in the energy demand and the environment. And so I think the game is significantly going to be played much more over the next 10 or 15 years than it has been played over the last, 10 years.
Wagner says that within a few years, perhaps a little over 5 years, alternative fuel vehicles will account for half of all GM sales. In the next decade, China will overtake the United States to become the number one car market in the world. The challenge for China and other emerging markets is how to meet that demand without blowing out the oil budgets or further destroying the quality of the air. The priority at GM's newly announced $250 million science campus in Shanghai will be studying automotive ethanol from non-food sources like grass and waste. GM started this year lagging Toyota in total sales. It has squeaked back in front in the third quarter, but Wagner says he can't be certain GM won't end the year in second place for the first time in more than 75 years.
I will tell you, whether we win or lose, we're going to be back next year trying to get every sale again.
Future growth will chiefly be outside the U.S., but Wagner says the recent deal with the unions, shifting much of GM's crippling health costs off the books, will go a long way towards restoring GM's competitiveness at home in the domestic market. Hugh Rimmington, CNN, Beijing.